Do you want to hear Declan Devine ahead of the Shamrock Rovers game? Declan, Rovers visitors this week, they're on a good roll at the moment. It won't be an easy task.
It'll be a very difficult task, but that's what we're here for. We're here to embrace big games. We said when we first came to the club that we wanted to make sure that we got the Brandywell rocking again. Was one of my first statements, and to be fair, we've got a wonderful chance to show not only just Shamrock Rovers tomorrow night, but because the TV cameras are here, we have an opportunity to show the whole of Ireland how big a club we are. We'll call on the Derry public to make it an atmosphere that we remember. It's somewhere that we can showcase what we're about again on the big stage, having the TV cameras here, the top team in our country at this moment in time, coming to challenge what is relatively a new team that's only been thrown together, and they're working extremely hard for the city. So it's brilliant, it's fantastic, but for us to showcase it, we've got to be on top of our game. We've got to play at our highest possible level, and we probably need our performance of the season to make sure that we can win the game.
Of course, you come out of Tala back a few weeks back, we went nothing out of the game, but maybe you should have come out with at least a point.
Look, we don't look back on our defeats. We don't look back on our victories. We move on to the next one. But while we're here now and we look back at Tala, if I'm being totally honest, we didn't play well that night, and neither did Shamrock Rovers. And I know Stephen Bradley said the same. It was a non-identity of a game, and it was a poor game, and very little football played on it. But we put two soft goals on the plate for them. For us to achieve anything this year, especially against the top teams, we can't afford to give away soft goals. We must be resolute in our defending. We must be hungry to defend properly. But, you know, there's teams that we'll play this year that if we give away a soft goal, we can pull it back. Against the big boys, you can't do that. You've got to make sure you're solid, and when you get opportunities, they take them, but also nullify the opportunities you give your opponents.
Coach, you went down to 10 men in that game. And it's hard to take in that losing Jamie McGonagall in that game, and you've still, without Jamie, getting into the game again.
I've had a lot of chats with Jamie. Jamie's a good lad. He's not a dirty player by any stretch of imagination. I think that, you know, he's got to learn from this, and we as a group have got to learn from this, because we can't play with any indiscipline. We aren't at the stage of as a team that we can afford to get down to 10 men, and we haven't. You know, only one game that we've had somebody sent off during the course of the game, and that was Shamrock Rovers away. But, you know, when you're playing against the big boys, you can't take any indiscipline into your game. You must be fully focused on what you have to do. And to be fair, our players' discipline this year has been outstanding. They've worked so hard, and they've been competitive in tackles, and they've been aggressive in their play, both attacking and defending, but in a fair way. In a very fair way, and we haven't been, you know, we haven't showed any indiscipline, but we got to get better, and we will get better, and especially when you're playing on TV against the top team in the country at the moment, that you got to make sure you keep 11 players on the pitch.
Of course, you made changes on Monday night. Do you expect to make changes again tomorrow night, or will you give the same team a chance?
I just think that we can make changes. That was the point on Monday night, that we can. There'll be times this year that we can't due to injuries. There'll be times this year we can't due to suspensions or loss of form. But at this moment in time, we can make changes. And the pleasing thing for me is that not only did we make changes on Monday night, but every game that we have played up to now, the players that are sitting on the bench have come on and hit the ground running. They haven't come on and took a load of time to get into the game. They've come on and bang, made impacts. Eddie De La France is down in front of Hearts. We've got guys that come off a bench that are up to speed, and that's so important moving forward.
Of course, going into the game, what is the team news tomorrow night?
Well, it's the same squad of players. Obviously, Jamie's suspended, as we touched on, but Conor McDermott will come back in the squad. So Eddie's a wee bit off at the minute. Wish we had him, but maybe we have to look early next week for Eddie. But, you know, we're a strong squad. We've got good players, and what we have done this year as well is we've brought young players onto the bench and travelling with the team. So, like, early on in the first few games, you know, Ronan McKinley, 17 years of age, Republic Ireland underage international, has been on the bench maybe 4, 5, 6 times. Brandy Barr, an under-18 player, has been on the bench in the last game and travelled with the squad for a few games. Jack Malone will come under 19 tomorrow night. Again, a boy born in the year 2000. So we want to incorporate young players into our group, young local players into our group, and that's something that I foresee will happen for foreseeable future.
Thank you, Declan.